from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news first headline. President Prabowo pushes acceleration of alternative energy. United Nations reports first decline in conflict-driven displacement in a decade. Here is the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia on Thursday said Indonesian government will accelerate the development of alternative energy to strengthen national energy security amid the continuing dynamics of global geopolitics. Speaking after meeting President Prabowo Subianto at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta, Bahlil explained the president had encouraged efforts to find alternative energy sources, including accelerating the shift from liquefied petroleum gas to compressed natural gas.
The president has instructed us to immediately look for alternative energy sources. In particular, our current focus is accelerating the transition from LPG to CNG. The second is mining governance. And the third is readiness in the energy sector, both from PLN and in terms of our fuel availability.
The minister also emphasized the government is ensuring there will be no changes in the prices of subsidized fuel and subsidized LPG. The policy is being taken to maintain people's purchasing power, especially amid global economic pressures. President Prabowo Subianto ordered the acceleration of school revitalization and the development of integrated national schools. The instruction was discussed during a meeting at the State Palace in Jakarta on Thursday. Minister of Primary and Secondary Education Abdul Mukti reported the 2025 school revitalization program had been fully completed, reaching more than 16,000 education units across Indonesia. For 2026, the government has prepared a budget of 14 trillion rupiah to revitalize more than 71,000 schools from kindergarten to senior high school levels. Minister Abdul Mukti said the program would not only improve the quality of education, but also stimulate local economies as the work is being carried out independently by each education unit. The government estimates around 1.1 million workers will be absorbed for a period of 3 to 8 months. In addition, the government is targeting the development of 100 integrated national schools as non-boarding flagship schools. So far, 36 locations have entered the selection stage. The government emphasized accelerating these programs is part of its commitment to providing decent, modern, and quality education across the country. Moving on to Chinese Ambassador to Indonesia, Wang Lutong, who welcomed the implementation of cross-border payment services through the Quick Response Code Indonesian Standard, or CRIS, and Alipay. According to Wang, the cooperation marks one of the new developments in relations between Indonesia and China, particularly in the financial sector. Wang Lutong made the statement after attending the alumni gathering of the Indonesia and China Technical Cooperation Program Silk Road Night Market reunion in Jakarta on Thursday. He said the Chinese public welcomed the presence of CRIS as the service makes transactions between people of the two countries easier, faster, and more practical.
I've taken note of many new initiatives put forward by the central government, such as the newly established financial center in Bali. It's a very exciting development, so we want to be supportive in those regards.
Wang explained that Indonesian citizens in China can now make transactions using CRIS. Meanwhile, Chinese citizens in Indonesia can use the Alipay payment application for transactions. According to him, the cross-border payment system not only provides convenience for the public, but also strengthens financial connectivity between Indonesia and China. The cooperation is considered to be in line with the increasingly close economic relations between the two countries. The United Nations has reported a decline in global forced displacement for the first time in a decade, although the number of people forced to flee their homes due to conflict, violence, and persecution worldwide remains extremely high. Spokesperson for the United Nations Security General Stephanie Dujarric said during the daily press briefing at UN headquarters in New York on Thursday, according to the latest global trends report from the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, the number of refugees worldwide fell by 3% in 2025 to 41.6 million people. However, around 5.4 million people were still forced to flee violence and persecution by crossing into other countries during the year.
Global trends report today showing that global forced displacement has decreased for the first time in a decade while remaining unacceptably high.
The report also showed that refugee returns to their areas or countries of origin increased throughout 2025 with 14.7 million people returning home, mainly in Afghanistan, Sudan, and Syria. The figure marks the second highest number of refugee returns ever recorded since record-keeping began six decades ago. However, UNHCR warned many of these returns took place under pressure and in still fragile conditions. The UN agency also noted around 70% of refugees remain trapped in long-term displacement, many of them living below the poverty line and still dependent on humanitarian assistance. United States President Donald Trump has claimed his country has reached a settlement on the conflict with Iran. Trump said one of the key points of the settlement is Iran's commitment not to possess nuclear weapons. Trump made the claim during a press conference in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. He said the documents are now in the finalization stage and are expected to be completed within the next few days. Trump also said the signing of the agreement would likely take place in Europe. According to him, the agreement is a major achievement because it addresses the core issue that has long been a source of tension between the United States and Iran.
We just made a great settlement of the war with Iran, and we're going to be subject to finalization of documents, which should get done over the next few days. Probably have a signing maybe in Europe. And most importantly, we have a deal that Iran will never have a nuclear weapon, which was the whole purpose of what we had to go through to get this. So it was a big, very big thing.
However, Trump's statement has not fully aligned with Tehran's position. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail Baghaei stressed his country has not yet reached a final conclusion regarding the agreement. Quoted from the Fars News Agency on Friday, Baghaei said the position of the United States in recent times has still appeared contradictory. the United States was reported to have attacked three Indian tankers attempting to leave the Strait of Hormuz in the past 3 days. According to Bagay, such an inconsistent stance has become one of the obstacles in the diplomatic process between the two countries. Meanwhile, Indonesia has emphasized the importance of respecting the sovereignty and territorial integrity of every country. Indonesia has also encouraged the conflict between the United States and Iran to be resolved through peaceful means. We end the news with the Japanese embassy in Jakarta that said the close relationship between the people of Indonesia and Japan was not built overnight. The bond has grown over decades, mainly due to mutual trust between the two peoples. Director of Information and Culture Section at the Embassy of Japan in Indonesia, Hoshine Daisuke, said on Friday, mutual trust has become an important foundation in Indonesia and Japan relations. Speaking to RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, he explained that Japanese people have a strong emotional bond with Indonesians. In return, Indonesians also show great interest in Japan, from its culture and cuisine to various aspects of Japanese life that are now easily found in Indonesia, especially in Jakarta.
Well, the reason why Japan and Indonesian people are very strongly tied together is the mutual confidence. The Japanese people very much like Indonesian people, and the Indonesian people are very pro-Japanese people. They enjoy Japanese culture, Japanese food, and the Japanese culture is everywhere here in Jakarta. I know this. So this close confidence on both directions is the key for the strong relations between both Indonesia.
Indonesia and Japan have long historical roots in their relationship. Contacts between the two nations have existed since the 18th century and became closer during the Japanese occupation of Indonesia in World War II. However, relations between the two countries developed in a stronger direction after Indonesia and Japan officially established diplomatic relations in 1958. Since then, cooperation between the two countries has continued to expand in line with the growing roles of Indonesia and Japan in Asia. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world. Keyword of the day. Sometimes one must face hardships before a perfect happiness comes to them. A quote by R.A. Kartini. Raden Ajeng Kartini, or R.A. Kartini, is an Indonesian heroine who fought for the rights and freedom of women. She is a figure of emancipation who fought so that Indonesian women can have education equally, just like men. Kartini believed that with education, Indonesian women would be more sophisticated with broad knowledge, have firm determination, never give up, be religious and respectful to older people, be courageous, optimistic, modest, humble and full of love. Well, listener, that's keyword of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Bertahun lamanya di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani. Cinta sendiri, cinta sendiri.
Only in Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual. The music is believed to move the bamboo and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believes that the bamboo has a mystical power and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Untuk cinta sesaat.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
The history of the rich culture of Indonesia dates back to the Megalithic era, a ritual of a strong warrior that shows maturity, power, strength, and pride. More than just a physical ritual challenge, but also a sign of value, culture, and respect, this is Indonesia Lompat Batu Nias. Lompat Batu Nias, or stone jumping tradition from Nias Island, Indonesia, is a traditional practice specifically for young men of the Nias people, historically used as a rite of passage into adulthood. A success of jumping over the specially constructed stones indicates that the youth has achieved physical maturity, bravery, and readiness to take on societal responsibilities, including marriages and historically military role. The young people starting around ages 7 until 10, boys undergo physical training, gradually increasing jump heights to develop strength, agility, and technique. Mental preparation, including focus and overcoming fear, is equally emphasized in this one. The ritual process, which is the stone jump, is the key challenge. It is a stacked stone structure averaging 2 meters in height and 40 until 60 centimeters in thickness, sometimes shaped like a pyramidal monument with a flat top. The young man must clear it in a single jump without touching the top, ensuring a controlled landing, and those who succeed are celebrated by the community, and they are formally recognized as a man capable of adult responsibilities, symbolizing courage, power, discipline, and social maturity. Families may hold a festive in honor of the achievement. And that's all about Lompat Batu Nias. I'm Gatan from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Is I divide into three categories. Mainly, the first is our family environment and our neighborhood environment. So where the encouragement from our family is very important. We still have families or husbands or father who are strictly limiting their daughters or their wives to engage in STEM. So of course, it doesn't mean that the woman needs to do activity of said housing. We can also do STEM at our house, but still a woman needs to have access for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So the support from family, I think, is the first thing that we need for women. So when the women don't have such access in our home or our closer environment, that it will be very difficult to grow or to have access to STEM. So I think the first is the family environment. And then the second is the environment of the neighborhood and also the working place or the university place. So sometimes, often we have very strong manpower, but restricting the woman engagement. So having a neighborhood work environment, lecturer environment, university environment, it's very important to be enabler for women to engage and also to be heard and also to grow. And the third thing is when women become mother. When women become mother, of course, the limitation is higher because we need to take care also of our children. So we need to also create an environment that enable us to still can contribute to STEM. Of course, there will be many flexibilities. For example, the existence of daycare or the existence of paid leave or maternity leave is very important for women. For example, say not only 1 month leave, but for example 2 years leave for maternity leave is very important because finally women will need to have childhood time. So during the childhood period is the most heavy time, one of the most heavy time that we need also support so that we can continue to engage through STEM. I think basically those are such problem, and if we can have family support, also environment support, and we can have the childhood support, then we can grow and have access. Or the fourth one is having access. Yeah. So those are the keys so that we can have access to STEM and also develop our interest through STEM. So given the opportunity and also given the chance, it's very important for women. And women can have a lot of power because once they are enrolled into STEM, they will also give that STEM to their children and also the environment. Because the nature that woman is very caring, so it will also spread more benefit to the society.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesian.
Magic words. Hi, VOI listener. Today's Let's Speak Indonesian talks about magic words. The term magic words often refers to polite phrases like please, thank you, and so on. These words are considered magic because they are relatively easy to say and can have a big impact on social interactions. So here we go, Indonesian magic words. Tolong, please, terima kasih, thank you, sama-sama, you're welcome, permisi, excuse me, maaf, sorry. Bolehkah saya? May I? For example, tolong tutup pintunya. Close the door, please. Permisi, boleh saya duduk di sini? Excuse me, may I sit here? Magic words are necessary to be taught to children from an early age so they are able to communicate effectively and understand how to respect others. So, have you practiced these magic words every day? Let's start small to achieve big. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words for daily use only on Let's Speak Indonesian. Sampai jumpa.
Didn't you hear a man is moving back to Colorado? It's 2013 and the end of my life. Freshman year's about to plummet just a little harder, but it didn't cause we kissed on that Halloween night. I bleached half my hair when I saw Zoe on your vest, but it's orange from 3% peroxide thanks to you. I needed a good cry, I headed right to Kendra's. I hated you and I hoped to God that you knew. Now there's drama, found a club for that where I met ya. Had a heart attack, yada yada. At the end, yeah, we burned, made a couple U-turns. Teenage suburban armadas. We were a sonata. Thanks
so sad I can't tell you shit anymore. I made friends with Abby this year.
This is how I met your mom. Oh,
we're moving in March or so. And although you bring me to tears, I'm glad that we gave it a go.
Listener, here is The Woman of Indonesia, a special series to celebrate and commemorate the Kartini Day and the amazing role of women in Indonesia. And today, we will talk about Hetty Kusendang. Hetty Kusendang was often named as legendary keroncong singer. But she is way more than that. When most singers usually stick to one music style, Hetty Kusendang has a greater range. Let's start with her early life. Hetty Kusendang was born into a Sunda Minang couple on August 6, 1957. She debuted at the age of 17 years old. It did not take her long to go national. Two years after her debut, Hetty Kusendang, along with Aji Bandi, performed at the 7th Indonesian Popular Song Festival. Their performance became the second best at the event. From here, Hetty and Aji Bandi joined the World Popular Song Festival in Tokyo, Japan. They performed Damai Tapi Gersang, or Peaceful But Barren. This was deemed one of the best performances of Hetty Kusendang.
Título de la canción, Amado Mío, letra Titik Hamza, música Adisuma Atmaya. Canta Hetty Kusendang.
Another most remarkable performance of Hetty Kusendang was in 1983 edition of Viña del Mar International Song Festival in Chile. With orchestra led by ADMS, Hetty Kusendang performed Sayang or Dear. Her amazing performance made her chosen as the best singer in the festival. That performance alone, ladies and gentlemen, was a proof that Indonesian female singer deserved an international stage.
Thank you.
that performance alone, ladies and gentlemen, was a proof that Indonesian female singer deserved an international stage. As the years went on, Hetty continued to perform internationally, especially in countries like Japan and the Netherlands, where her music found a strong audience. Later in her career, she also became a judge in singing competitions, mentoring young talents and sharing her experience with the next generation. Until today, Hetty Koes Endang is known for her versatility in styles, from Sundanese, Minang, Keroncong, into pop songs. She is a living proof that even from such a young age, when you set your mind on a goal, any woman can reach the highest level they want. Listener, that is today's episode of Women of Indonesia about Hetty Koes Endang. Stay tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
tunggu apa lagi? Inilah saatnya.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Paik Akori. The song Paik Akori was composed by Arnold Clemens. This Biak language song tells the story of a nomad who misses his hometown. He leaves his hometown to pursue his dreams. He is determined to use his knowledge to develop his hometown, which has beautiful nature. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song from Papua entitled Paik Akori by A User Group. Happy listening!
Barek na paik akori paik veyunya suar muraro Pras veyunya ve sonaya mamsu prikna dairo Yarir ya buro bubes aena sarai aena yendi sarena Vesup amberi mure mambarek nam bawabi Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya besoruya Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Saya kabir, rasoya kabir, rebu besposen sa propaena. Yomaya ke, yanap ya mundo mo baena. Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya, besoruya. Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Insaya kaber rasoya kaber bebu besposen sa propaena Yo maya ke yanap ya mundo mo baena Barekna paik akori paik veyunya suar muraro Pras veyunya ve sonaya mamsu prikna dairo Yarir ya buro bubes aena sarai aena yendi sarena Besup amberi mure mambarek nam pawawi Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya besoruya Insaya sari amnis kabare sondui kabare Insaya kabir, rasoya kabir, rebu besposen sa propaena. Yomaya ker, yanap ya mundo mo baena. Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya besoruya. Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Insaya kabir rasoya kabir bebu besposen sa propaena Yo maya ke yanap ya mundo mo baena Dio maya keria na pia mundo mubayena.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.